We are very focused on local elections here on WACC. And look, the clock is ticking. October 20th is coming, and that is the start of early voting. Of course, the general election on November 4th. And we want to try to cover as many municipalities as we can where the elections certainly matter. And in local elections, as I tell you all the time, are to me the most important ones to show up for. And so joining us today, we're going to be talking about Oxford. And joining us in studio right now, we have Amy Saris, who is here running for Oxford for Selectman. Very excited to have her here, as well as Jessica Gernat, who is running for Board of Finance. Ladies, thank you for being in studio. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning, Melissa.
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
It's great to have you both here. And I want to start with, first of all, Amy, you are running against incumbent First Electman George Temple. Talk a little bit about what your platform looks like and why you decided to run.
Sure. Yes, thank you so much for that opportunity. So I have been attending Board of Selectmen meetings and Board of Finance meetings for the last couple of years. Just advocating for our laws to be followed. Let's making financially sound decisions for our community. And based off of what I have seen and discussions that I've had, I came up with a platform, and I'm running with current selectman David McCain. He is has been a selectman for the last 18 years, so 9 different terms under many different first selectmen. So I'm excited to have him there. He is a former member of Planning and Zoning. He's been on our Board of Ed, Public Works employee. So he has a lot of knowledge of the inner workings of the town. But my platform is based off of things that I have seen. Fiscal responsibility is one thing that I am really think is important to our community. We need to make sure that we have a capital plan that is focused on our infrastructure and making sure that we're making sound investments. Our checks and balances are extremely important. They protect our rights as residents, and they also make sure that our elected officials are following our laws. Thriving community, I think it's very important that we invest in our schools, in our services, in our emergency services, and responsible growth. I think we need to have a town planner that's hired so that we can make long-term financial or long-term responsible decisions in the growth of our town.
Do you guys have a town planner?
Not currently. We have a land use attorney.
Okay. But very different role, I would think, than a town planner, like what you're
yes.
talking about.
Yep.
Okay. So that's something that you would put into place if you are elected. You'd have a town planner to kind of have more of that oversight.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Now, it's interesting. Obviously, I think the two are sort of married a little bit together because you talk about fiscal responsibility. Board of Finance, just for people who aren't familiar, what is the role of the Board of Finance in Oxford?
The Board of Finance mainly is the budget making authority. They're also oversight for all spending.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, do you feel you align with some of the things that Amy's talking about? I mean, when she talks about the infrastructure needs, I also want to come back to elected officials following the laws because I'm interested about that. But in general, fiscal responsibility and making sure Oxford is hitting that mark?
Yes. Yeah. I think for a very long time, a lot of our town infrastructure has not necessarily been maintained. We had a lot of issues with our schools, our senior center, even town hall. You know, Amy and I really got heavily involved together when we found out both of the elementary schools that our kids attend, their classrooms didn't have functioning heat. So it's what kind of sucked us in and got us really passionate about seeing what was going on in town and how things were being managed. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of catch up to do on things that have been neglected over the years.
And I'm also curious, I mean, Oxford happened to have been one of the hardest hit areas during the August 18th flooding event last year.
Yes.
Did that play any sort of a role as well in just seeing how many, not only, you know, businesses, but and I'm sure, you know, town structures, but also just homes in general? You know, did that play any part in you guys wanting to run in this platform of again, fiscal responsibility?
Yes, absolutely. For me. How about you, Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I think seeing that our community, how well we came together, and everybody working for one another, really looking out for each other, it's a great community to live in, and I'd like to just see us continue to improve on that.
So again, we have Amy Saris here, who is running for First Electman in Oxford. Also, Jessica Gernat is here, who's running for Board of Finance. Amy, you've mentioned it a couple of times. talking about the importance of elected officials following laws. What do you mean by that? Is that not happening in Oxford?
Sometimes there have been decisions made that are not in compliance with what our town's laws are. And I'd like to see us make sure that the residents keep their rights. There's been conveyance of property where we haven't had town meetings. And I think those things are important to come back before the town.
Didn't that just happen this month? Oxford buying 340 acres of open land for $1 million. Does that?
No, that's totally separate. Yeah, that's another.
Okay.
Yeah. That was with some estate funds and things. So that was.
Got it. That was okay. Yeah, I did notice that. But I mean, to be fair, I did reach out to George Temple and I never heard back from him. But I thought that was a really interesting story. But that's totally separate.
That was actually. So Dave McCain, Amy's running mate, he's one of the founding members of the Oxford Land Trust.
Oh.
And he was integral in making that happen.
Oh.
The Miriam Strong Foundation, she had left money to the town for the specifically for preserving open space. So, yeah, 360 something acres of beautiful open space that will stay that way in Oxford.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
That was a buzz story that as you were talking, Amy, yep. Not to have interrupted you, but I thought, well, that was a really huge story. And I never did hear back from George Temple. Again, if he wants to come on to talk about it, would love to have him. But I thought that was really something you don't see every day. So just figured I'd ask.
We can connect you to Dave. I'm sure he'd love to talk about
great.
It.
Great. Yeah. Whoever would. I think that's a really great story out of Oxford. And I think it's, again, when you talk about preserving, you know, land like that, I think that's a real treasure to be able to do that. So, yeah,
yes.
Love to be able to do that. But continuing, I apologize.
Oh, no. So one of the things our town's audit revealed, we just recently had our audit. It was delayed, reportedly due to the flood, but our credit rating was withdrawn from Moody's. So I think that's an issue that, you know, not having a credit rating, having gone through the flood, having bonding outstanding, it's an important issue for our town to make sure that we are fiscally sound. And one of the things that I can do as a selectman is require that we have software that is being utilized, that we have accurate recording for our Board of Finance to be able to see our financial status, where our money is going. I think that's something that is necessary in our town. So I'd like to see that purchased and our Board of Finance have accurate and current information.
Is that something, Jess, that if you were elected onto the Board of Finance, you would be on board with having, you know, again, software updates, things like that, that kind of investment?
Yes. Yeah. Wholeheartedly. The current Board of Finance also would like to see more reporting. They've voiced also wanting to see the understaffed department get more personnel. So they can keep up with everything. I mean, after the flood, the finance department was very stressed out with pursuing FEMA reimbursement that fell, you know, almost entirely on our finance director's shoulders. We really need to get the correct, you know, the right number of personnel in these departments so that it's all important, right? The audit's important. FEMA reimbursement's important. All the work has to get done.
So we are focused on your local elections, and right now we are focused on Oxford. We've got Amy Saris here, who is running for Oxford First Selectman, as well as Jessica Gernat, who's running for Board of Finance. And obviously, fiscal responsibility, very important part of your platform. But what else would you say you're really focused on as if you are elected into office in November?
Well, thank you. I think one of the things that we were really focusing on is, you know, spending our tax dollars responsibly, and along with that is putting people first. I think that was kind of the theme that the Democrats wanted to run with, was we really need to focus on our community. One thing that our party, you know, we're focusing on our food bank. There's been a lot of need that has upticked, especially since the flood. Residents, it wasn't just our, you know, we lost two women lost their lives, which was tragic. The town suffered a lot of, you know, we've reportedly $6.5 million worth of damage so far in flood-related costs. And then residents were directly impacted. There's been a lot of need for support just in food. And so our local food bank has really help shoulder some of those things. And we as a community have come together to help with that as well.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing right after the flood. I mean, people were just driving around, bringing water, bringing cleaning supplies, like mucking out basements. And I feel like that's what Oxford really is. And I think we should live that way all the time, though, not just right after a tragedy.
So that's what I was going to kind of ask is, do you feel that narrative is not the status quo under the current administration, other than when there is a, like you said, a tragedy like what happened August 18th of last year? Do you feel like that doesn't actually come off in Oxford with who's currently running the town?
I think they're a little out of touch. And, you know, like Amy said, right after the flood, I mean, just the Oxford's food bank usage tripled. People are hurting, and it's not the experience of everyone, but those people shouldn't be forgotten.
So the food bank, for example, after the flood was done and there was still a lot of cleanup effort. And I remember one of the stories that we highlighted was in Oxford daycare. I do remember we've covered a lot of stories out of Oxford, actually.
That was my son's daycare.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So I had her on. It sounds like everything is good this year, which I was really glad to have her as a follow up for the anniversary this year. And Oxford is, I have a lot of friends who live in Oxford. So it was one of the towns that we definitely covered a lot during the summer of last year, certainly. But when you talk about the food bank, for example, did you feel like that was after the initial shock of what had happened? It wasn't made a priority by the administration.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that I saw any difference from the administration towards those kind of services. I would say that our townspeople banded together. There was a lot of neighbors helping neighbors. And, you know, our town employees and our emergency responders did an amazing job during and after.
Is there anything you want to leave voters with ahead of early voting and certainly the general election?
I think that there's a lot of room for improvement in our community. I think there are financial decisions we can make, planning decisions we can make. We can prevent, you know, our credit rating from being withdrawn. We can improve our town's infrastructure. We can improve our planning for natural disasters. Our hazard mitigation plan, we need to follow that. Our departments need to be informed and aware of their responsibilities. We also need to make sure our emergency operating plan is functional and working, and people know when natural disasters hit who to contact, and really be prepared for the future.
Amy Saris and Jessica Gernat, I want to wish you both luck, and I thank you so much for giving us the time here on WACC, and certainly we'll be following the races out of Oxford and see what happens. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And again, Amy Saris, who is running for Oxford First Electman, and Jessica Gernat, who is running for Board of Finance right here on WACC.